Time now for Minnesota Reads here on KUMD. This morning, our guest is Tracy Singleton, who, with Marshall Paulson and Beth Dooley, produced a little book, it's not actually very little, called The Birchwood Cafe Cookbook. Tracy, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Your book is organized, the cookbook is organized in a really interesting way. It's organized by season. And some of the seasons, I guess I recognized, and some of them were a little surprising to me. For example, I didn't realize that scorch was a season. But it is. And in autumn, after autumn, dusk is a season and frost is a season. And thaw is a season. You've got all of these wonderful little... How did you identify these particular times and foods that went with them?
Well, when we were trying to decide on the kind of organizational framework for the cookbook, you know, we really started thinking about how do we do our menus at the restaurant? And the way we do our menus at the restaurant is really based on what's coming out of our farmers' fields. Because at the Birchwood, we source as much local and sustainably grown organic food as possible. And we have, in the height of the growing season, we'll have over 50 vendors that we get, 50, farmers and producers that we get our food from. And as we really thought about it, we realized that the times that the food changes that's coming from our farmers doesn't really match up with the calendar. You know, we have winter, spring, summer, fall, but we really recognize that there's really four other distinct changes that happen. And you mentioned scorch. Scorch is that, really hot time of year, the height, the hottest part of summer when, heirloom tomatoes are ripening and sweet corn is at its sweetest. And so we, it was actually a lot of fun brainstorming and coming up with the names. We to the four basic seasons, we added scorch, dusk, frost, and thaw. And for us currently, we're in the frost season, which precedes winter, and we just started our new frost menu at the cafe, and yeah, it's been a fun framework.
Now, what becomes ripe, and what is really ready to go at certain times, and then what people really want to eat at those certain times, may or may not be on the same page. And so I'm thinking, for example, now in this frost season, and it's the darkest time of the year, and people are really probably wanting comfort food right now.
Yeah, that we do, braises and stews, curries, things that are really warming to the soul, things that we're kind of craving when this time of year comes around for those of us who live in this part of the country. And that was part of developing our framework too. It's not that we're getting, different foods from our farmers at this time. It's not that they're growing anything different right now, but really it's the store, winter comes and then after winter it's thaw. Then, the store crops are dwindling. And the other thing that we do during this time of year when we're not getting, fresh things from the farm is we highlight things that are seasonal from other parts of the world. So for right now, many citrus fruits are just coming into season. So our chef Marshall really loves to use, grapefruits and all different kinds of oranges, caracara oranges, mineolas, tangerines, just to highlight and add some, a little bit of sunshine, I guess, to the food when it is really dark and dreary outside. Do you guys have any snow up there?
Oh, boy, yes. Well, I shouldn't say, oh, boy, yes, like we have tons and tons and tons, but we got our first snow yesterday. Mm-hmm. And that really does make you kind of want to think soup or think stew or think, whatever the comfort food du jour is for you.
Yeah, we're just hoping that climate change doesn't mess with our cookbook framework too much. So we don't have any snow down here yet. So we're hoping to get some. I know my daughter is really hoping for some snow for Christmas, but
yeah, there needs to be some kind of, maybe that's just an extra season that you have to add in.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, it'll have to be we'll have to kind of evolve with, as the weather changes happen. So,
well, we have a phenologist
framework.
We have a phenologist and a former biology teacher up here who has identified the season of autwin. And that is after the leaves are off the trees, but before the snow falls. So we were kind of stuck in Otwin for a long, long time.
Sure.
And perhaps there's good Otwin food.
There you go.
I don't know.
That kind of sounds like our dusk season.
It might be.
But I've never heard that term. I like it.
Larry invented it, and he also deemed this last week. He may have a different view this week, but after the snow. But last week he called this December instead of December.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Perhaps Larry needs to be a consultant on your next cookbook because he's that guy.
I'll have to connect with him.
Tracy, thank you so very much for joining us this morning.
Well,
it was wonderful looking through the book, and going to try out a few of these things here, too, because they just sound wonderful. And thanks so much for taking the time for us today.
Oh, sure. And please come visit us next time you're in Minneapolis.
Sounds great.
Okay. Happy holidays.
Tracy Singleton, our guest this morning. She and Marshall Paulson and Beth Dooley put together a wonderful cookbook called The Birchwood Cafe Cookbook. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.